You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
With the first pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Trevor Lawrence.
How do you describe this moment with all your friends and family?
Well, I didn't even dream this as a kid, so really special.
With the second pick, the New York Jets select Zach Wilson.
Zach, when did you know for sure that you were a New York Jet?
I wouldn't believe it till the day it happened, but this is exactly what I was hoping for.
There he is. He is the newest quarterback of the New York Jets. He is Zach Wilson. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. And all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Chris Carlin in for Allen today. And the Goodyear Hotline, where we are headed right now to welcome in the general manager of the New York Jets, who took Zach Wilson this past Thursday night, and that is Joe Douglas. Joe, we'll get to the draft in just a few minutes. We appreciate the time so much, but the news of the day involves your star defensive tackle, Quinnen Williams. What can you tell us about Quinnen and the reports that he's broken his foot and is going to miss 8 to 10 weeks?
Hey, Bart. Hey, Chris. Good to be with you guys. With Quinnen, it was a injury that he sustained last week, just doing drills here at the facility, and so we're still in the process of just making sure the imaging's right. He's setting everything up, but feel good about him being back and ready to go full strength at training camp.
It is a surgery type thing at this point, but as you just kind of alluded to, he should be ready for the start of camp.
Absolutely, that's the plan.
Good stuff. Joe, when it comes to Zach Wilson, when did he become your guy throughout this entire process?
Oh, shoot. I mean, I think the process started early with him during the season. Scouts really caught the scouts' eyes this year, his junior year, and just started bringing him up to guys in the organization, get a chance to watch some tape on him. Then, when we get through the season, Coach Sala and his staff came in. We had great meetings with them just to get on the same page. And then, we started attacking the quarterback position in the draft and just, stacking these guys. And so it became pretty clear in those meetings with our coaches. And, we already had strong feelings, and then the coaches shared them. And, we weren't sharing notes. It was, there was no groupthink involved. And so everybody came to the same conclusion about how they felt about Zach and what he could do for this team moving forward.
Hey, Joe, what lessons were learned from Sam Darnold and being able to support a young quarterback? Because it looked like you guys went all quarterback and things that can help him be successful early in the draft.
Yeah, Bart, I think for us, I think it started last year, for trying to get some pieces to help a quarterback, and I think for us last year, when we were sitting here at pick 11 and had the choice between any receiver we wanted or Big Mekhi, we just felt like, taking Mekhi would really be the anchor of our offensive line for a long time, and then following that up with Denzel at the wide receiver position. And then, just coming into the draft this year and having a pretty good idea of what we were going to be doing at pick 2, we had an idea that, hey, if one of our top 10 players slips out of the top 10, let's be aggressive, especially if it's another offensive lineman. And sure enough, it happened where Elijah slipped a little bit outside of the top 10, and it was pretty clear cut. Like let's go up and let's get aggressive and get this player. He can help us.
Joe Douglas, Jets general manager, joining us right now. Joe, when you are taking the centerpiece of an organization in a draft like this, as a general manager, how much more difficult was it made to really be comfortable doing that when you don't have as much access as you normally would through a regular draft process? In other words, you couldn't even have him in your building before the draft.
No, you're right, Chris. We couldn't bring any draft eligible player into our building. You couldn't have any private workouts. But it was the same situation that every team was facing. And I felt like with us, I give a lot of praise to our scouting staff. The relationships that they've built across college football, the strong ties to be able, you might not be able to swing by the equipment room or pop an assistant coach's office, but to have those contacts so you can have those one-off conversations with their sources and make sure you're getting great information on Zach or any other player in this draft, I really think that benefited us.
Hey, Joe, I'm looking at some of the picks that you picked, and it looked like later in the round you went defensive, but filled with a lot of guys that are tweeners, right? Safeties that can play linebacker, to project to play linebacker. You know, how difficult is it to kind of make that transition from a 3-4 to a 4-3?
Yeah, so that was one of the first meetings that we had with Coach and his staff. You know, that first meeting was really us going over the roster and kind of just presenting, you know, with our football ops team, each individual player, personality, injury history, everything, just going through. And then they led the second meetings, and it was exactly what they were looking for at each and every position. And, of course, you know, switching from the 3-4 to 4-3, Coach Ulbrich, Coach Sala, our entire defensive staff. I mean, we start every meeting with profile tapes, and so they are going over each trait that they're looking for, and they're backing it up with the tape. And so our scouts can sit in that meeting, they can get all that information and transfer it over into this year's free agent class, this year's draft class, and that really benefited us. And you know, I think with some of these guys that we took late in the draft, like you mentioned, Bart, these guys are versatile pieces. You can see them actually lining up in linebacker positions oftentimes, and what they're going to be asked to do in our defense. Our coaches and our staff felt like you could really see those athletic and physical traits carry over on the tape.
Joe Douglas, general manager of the New York Jets, joining Barton Hahn here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus via the Goodyear Hotline. Chris Carlin in for Allen. Joe, with Vera Tucker, you alluded to him a minute ago. What number did he get to that you said, all right, now we're going? Now we're going to go and grab him. Was it earlier? Did you try to make a move earlier? Or was it 14, we can't let him get any further?
Yeah, I think it was as soon as we got outside of the top 10. And, you know, we started making calls. Some teams weren't comfortable coming all the way back to 23. Minnesota was. And, you know, we certainly gave up a lot in the trade, but you know, we wanted to be aggressive, and we couldn't be happier to have Elijah.
You know, with that, Joe, he played a lot of left tackle. He's played inside. You project him as a starter at guard right out of the gate?
Well, I think his versatility is something that we look for not only on the O-line, but really every position. And the fact that he started games at left guard. He started all of this year at left tackle. He's a guy you can move all around the offensive line. And so feel good about what we've done this offseason in terms of and then in the draft last year to really upgrade this entire group. And so Elijah's going to have a great opportunity to come in here and compete, you know, with a lot of veterans that have the traits we love too, in terms of toughness, versatility, and instincts.
You know, that's what I love about what you guys did, because, you know, just from looking from the outside in, you would assume that left side, strong side, but that means that it's a lot of other good football players that finally are going to have to compete for their job. And I look at the competition on the right side, and from the scouting report, you would think that maybe, you know, Fant didn't have a great season last year, but how does he project, and maybe Ndoga project, maybe in this run scheme, which is based and predicated off athleticism, getting to the edges and cutting guys off and getting to their upfield shoulders to create these running lanes?
Yeah, Bart, you know, great point, because last year we really started making the changes last year when you know, we were going to be doing more zone, inside, outside zone. So we made changes on the offensive line last year to reflect that. And, Adoga has – Juma has great feet, balance, lateral agility. You know, George is a former basketball player, Western Kentucky. You know, one of the things that's so important, as you know, Bart, is – backside cutoff in this zone scheme. Guys got to be athletic. You got to have that first step quickness, that lateral agility to cut off a backside three tech if you have to. And, you know, George and Chuma, they both have that lateral agility to do that.
I tell you what, looking at your running back room now, I mean, you have Josh Adams, Ty Johnson, P. Ryan, Tevin Coleman, and now Carter, who I believe is unique and different from all the others. You know, how's that competition going to be at that room? Because you guys are going to potentially have to let go some very good football players.
Yeah, you know, Bart, you know, you try to create competition and the cream always rises to the top. And, you know, we're excited with this group, you know, adding Tevin in free agency, drafting LaMichael last year, you know, adding Ty Johnson as a midseason waiver claim when he was cut. And then, heck, Josh Adams led the league last year in average on outside runs. I think he averaged 8.8 yards on outside zone run plays. So we feel good about the competition that we've created, not only in the running back room, but in every position group. And, you know, that's really going to bring the best out of people.
Joe, was there a place that you were hoping to upgrade this weekend where you didn't necessarily get a chance to, a particular position?
Look, I think just like in any game, I think any draft, there's not everything bounces your way. I couldn't be more excited about the way things did go, though. With 10 picks, we feel good about the areas we were able to address. You know, did things go perfectly? Did you get every single player you targeted? No, but you feel great about the team getting faster, getting more competitive, and the type of character we added on the roster over the weekend.
All right. So, Joe, you kind of alluded to this several weeks ago, and I probably know the answer I'm going to get, but I'm going to come out and ask it anyway. If it had been the third pick, would Sam Darnold still be the Jets quarterback?
Look, I mean – I think, like I said, I think if we were sitting there where San Francisco was sitting originally, I think that would have been a whole different story. You know, I think, but you know, we were 2-14 last year. We ended up with the number 2 overall pick. You know, if we were sitting at pick 12, I don't see us doing what we did. But the fact was, you know, unfortunately, we earned that number 2 spot in the draft class this year. So it was a unique opportunity, and hopefully we'll never be there again. But, we feel comfortable with all the decisions that we made this offseason.
Yeah, and with Zach, obviously you feel great about him. Is he a guy that you feel comfortable that if week one was right around the corner, he'd be your guy? He'd be under center week one?
Look, Zach's got to come in. He's like Coach said in our press conference. He's got to come in and meet all of his teammates. It was great hosting him and his family the day after Friday after he was drafted. You know, he's got to dive into this playbook. He has a lot to get to before we even get to training camp. And so, I'm just looking forward to getting him in here during rookie minicamp. And just let him – just see him compete with the rest of his rookie teammates.
This is the best part about being over here, Joe. It's the cheap seats. The view is always the best from the cheap seats.
No doubt. No doubt.
You know, Joe, speaking about competition, I mean, it really isn't much competition in that quarterback room. You know, we understand that the secondary free agent market is coming. Now teams are going to start releasing some pretty good football players. What's next as far as the progression of continuing to build this football team?
Yeah, huddling up with Coach and his staff. And, you know, we have to be ready for, like you said, Bart, teams teams select these players, and ultimately there's a wave of releases and trades, and so you know, we've got to be ready for any opportunity. And so you know, it's on our part to communicate and, you know, make sure that, you know, if there is an opportunity, again, we can be aggressive and we can pull the trigger, you know, not just in the quarterback room, but at any position where an opportunity would present itself.
Last one for me, Joe, and it's simply, have you guys have any kind of an idea how the next few weeks are going to play out with being able to get your rookies in the building and all of the offseason and OTAs, all that kind of stuff, where the league has really been able to come together with a plan as of yet? Do you know how this is going to play out to get ready for the coming year yet?
Yeah, you know, I think there hasn't been anything written in stone, obviously, on how this is all going to play out. And obviously, right now we are in the voluntary process part of our off season. So right now we have the rookies coming in this weekend for our rookie mini camp, and we're fired up to get these guys in the building. And then phase two starts soon. So, you know, we're just trying to, you know, as cliche as it sounds, literally take it day by day. And, you know, I feel great about, you know, the league, what the league has done to protect people and their plan moving forward. I would guess it's going to be more of the same. They're going to do everything they can to put players and staff in the safest position possible.
Well, Joe, I mean, this was a draft where you really got this football team a lot better on paper, and I know you're excited about it. We really appreciate the time, and I know a lot of Jet fans are excited about that, and that's not something that they've always been able to say. So congratulations on a great weekend, and looking forward to this continuing to grow in the offseason.
Good job, big fella.
Appreciate it, guys. Fired up to get these guys on the grass and heard the Star Wars music playing at the beginning of the segment. May the 4th be with you guys.
Oh, man. Are you a big Star Wars guy?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. I grew up on that.
I grew up on it, too, but the May the 4th be with you, I don't know, Joe. It's a little bit much.
Yeah, it's a little much, but I do. I'm a Star Wars geek, so I'm not afraid to say it.
That's awesome. Joe, thanks. We appreciate it.
All right. See you guys.
Yep. Joe Douglas, general manager of the Jets.
I'm looking at the split screen, man. I don't know.
He's a striking-looking figure. I mean, you can't deny how good-looking he is. You really can't.
I see the resemblance.
Were you blind? You didn't see it before? I mean, that's worse for him than it is for me. I'll take it. But that's – look at that. I mean, if you're going to put the two of us together,
both got the cinnamon sugar in the beard.
I have a hair more gray to it than he does. Just a little bit, but yeah.
Well, maybe you can get us in some clubs, you know what I'm saying? We can say we Joe Douglas and get, you know, you don't pay here.
Yeah. If I'm going somewhere to not pay, I'm hanging out with you. That's where I'm going. But, hey, he basically said that if it was the third pick, we would have gone in a different direction.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, he alluded to it a few weeks ago. Yeah,
speaks volumes about Zach Wilson.
About Wilson, absolutely.
What the talent is and the opportunity to reset the clock and not have to make a hard decision on, you know, buying long term. Right now he's renting. He's renting Zach Wilson, and most all teams are renting their quarterback until you decide to give them that second contract, because the second contract means that, hey, you know, it's some long-term, really deep financial, you know, commitments to that player. So, mm-hmm. I mean, right now he has the ability to date right now. You know, there was a 90-day fiance or something like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty much where Zach Wilson is, and he has an opportunity.
Let's hope that comparison ends pretty quickly for the Jets. I think it will, but I was so fascinated through this process.
Yeah.
About the notion of picking a quarterback, as I asked him about, where you can't even get the guy in your building.
Yeah.
And doesn't that speak volumes about how they felt about him to be that comfortable in making that pick?
And it also speaks to, like you said, it speaks to his scouting department, right? Because we understand that as a consultant in that building, one of the first moves he made was bringing Phil Savage over, who for years was a head scout for the Baltimore Ravens, eventually became the general manager for the Cleveland Browns, who eventually was the head of the Senior Bowl for Reese's, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you talk about the type of people that he has around. And, you know, it's not a coincidence that the Knicks are better because you think of the quality of administrators that they brought in. And it's not a coincidence that the Jets have a great draft because they have those type of people that are unsung heroes that most people have no idea that it's in the building. If I say Phil Savage to most people, they would bat an eye. But amongst football circles, they know his football acumen is second to none. And one of the first things that Joe did, because Joe worked under him when he was in Baltimore, was to bring him in and say, hey, I need your expertise so I can make sure that I have the best chance to be successful at my first run at general manager.
Yeah, I listen, Phil Savage was one of the best things that he could have done.
Chad Alexander as well. I can't short him as well. He's ahead.
Look, it gets inside the weeds, but those are the big parts of it that are really going a long way in developing what they've developed. And when you look at what their talent level was last year at this point versus right now.
The competition in the running back room is fascinating.
How about wide receiver, too?
Yeah, right. Wide receiver slot, because Elijah Moore, you got Crowder, who was the best receiver on the team last year. Now you got the Smith brothers.
He may get cut now.
Yeah, now you got the Smith brothers, like Jeff and Vincent, like who were coming in. They got tremendous speed. I tell you what, you better take the next step in your career this year because you can't rest on your laurels because it's not a guarantee that. So that's what I like, right? Because everybody's got to get their stuff together because it's not a guarantee that you're going to be on this roster. But to me, the most fascinating is the running back position because we know traditionally in that running style, right, they have guys like Mostert, they had Tevin Coleman, but they were able to, you know, they had the kid from Minnesota that continued to get himself hurt when he was out there.
Rashad Bateman, you mean?
No. They had the guy before that. I'm sorry.
No, I was thinking about the draft.
I'm talking about the competition because, you know, in this running game, in this running scheme, you don't need tremendous names. You need a certain type of runner. Right. Now they have five of them. When you know five can't stay, so you know whoever makes that team is going to be legit and they're going to be able to run that football. And listen, the secondary market is what I'm concerned with because I love Tucker next to Becton because now you have a really strong side where you don't expect outside pressure or interior pressure. Now, Fant may be better and Adoga may be better in the inside, but, you know, they would be put on notice because the first thing I'm doing is who's the guy from Chicago that you mentioned got cut that's a Pro Bowl? Because the good thing
Leno,
is
the tackle.
The Jets got money, baby.
Yeah.
Jets got money. So it's going to be some good football players, and they didn't spend it all in free agency and making sure they make guys the highest paid players in the position. But now if they're able to go get a guy like that from Chicago, he comes in, he plays right guard. Now you're solid from right guard. You can protect your center, who's not that great. And now Fant is going to be able to say, okay, well, if you can't – I forgot to ask him about Zach Ertz. That's what I forgot to ask him.
Well, he's still on another team. He's not going to give you a true answer, right?
Well, he can trade for – I'm telling him, like, Joe Douglas, how many people do he want to bring in? You know, everybody gets their guy, right?
Yeah.
Everybody gets to bring in a guy that they trust, that they believe in a foxhole. I mean, right now, a guy like Zach Ertz, could you imagine they signed Zach Ertz? That's going to make Herndon have to have competition. But also, now you have a guy that can be that security blanket for a guy like Zach Wilson that can silver the ball, that can say, hey, man, if you get in trouble, this is where I'm always at. You'll always know where I'm at.
Joe Douglas brought us a Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. It's Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. And all guests join us via the Goodyear Hotline. Up next, there is a sticky quarterback situation out west. And this morning, we got a little bit more clarity on it. You will hear from one of the principals involved. You know it's got to be killing Han that Joe said, may the 4th be with you.
Right.
He wasn't here for that, right?
He's all giddy.
I mean, for Pete's sake, literally. I got Yoda right over my shoulder in the studio here. I mean, I didn't know that Joe was a big Star Wars guy.
Hey, man. Anyway. These 80s, 70s babies, man.
I just don't know that I see him walking around the building saying to Robert Saleh, may the 4th be with you.
Yeah, he's probably walking around with the 3D glasses, you know what I'm saying, as you wear to the studio.
Well, we will hear from one of those principals, a quarterback out west, in a moment after Bart fills us in. A little message for our friends from Home Depot.
Spring makes all things new, and the Home Depot makes all spring things possible. Start a garden, refinish a deck, use the Home Depot mobile app to put over 2 million products in the palm of your hands, some ready for pickup in as little as 2 hours. Oh, and if you don't have the tools you need to get the job done, the Home Depot tool rental department does. Download the Home Depot mobile app and get started right now. Bring it on, spring, with innovative help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Back after this.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Han.
May the fourth be with you guys.
Oh, man. Are you a big Star Wars guy?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
See, here's the thing. I am the casual Star Wars fan. But I know this is from the cantina. I know this is from the bar. That bar scene was nuts. But, like, I never got into the prequels.
I like, know? See, the prequels made things make sense to me because I didn't understand anything until the prequels came out, and they kind of played it backwards where they went the story of Yoda, where he came from. And I'm not a big fan, but I'm a huge fan of Mandalorian. I thought it was fun.
I heard that was a great show.
I don't know if it's because I was locked up with you. We were all locked up at our little doomsday tents and stuff like that. So, I mean, I love Baby Yoda's the cutest thing I've ever seen outside of Gizmo. You know what I mean? Gizmo?
Oh, I think Baby Yoda's cuter than Gizmo.
Cuter than Gizmo?
I think so.
Even when Absolutely. He got the ammo across his chest and he got the little shot. Oh, man. That's
Baby Yoda,
tough.
Man.
That's tough, man.
Like I said,
eyes of Baby Yoda, but it's old Yoda ugly. I am
really surprised that we got that from Joe Douglas at the end of the interview. Yeah. I heard the Star Wars music. May the fourth be with you. Wow. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. It is that time, and that time is audio. That didn't even make any grammatical sense whatsoever. But that aside, how about Jimmy Garoppolo this morning on KJZ? The boys had him on and, as you would expect, asked him about his communication with the front office of the 49ers after they drafted Trey Lance over the weekend.
Well, the communication has been good. There really hasn't been anything unsaid. Everything has been put on the table. And, you know, it's kind of one of those situations, you know, I'm just happy to have the opportunity to play football. At the end of the day, that's what I'm here for. That's what I signed up for. And, you know, as long as I have the opportunity to go out there, win some games, and play good football, I mean, that's all you could ask for at the end of the day. All you really need is an opportunity. I mean, if you get an opportunity, you got to take advantage of it, and that's what I'm trying to do.
If they took Trey Lance, they were keeping Garoppolo. That was clear. But, Bart, I go back to this, and this is what fascinates me about this situation. In New England, when Garoppolo was a rookie, and this is a true story, Tom Brady told him, you get one question a week.
Yeah.
And that question might be, how you doing today, Tom?
Yeah.
But you get one question a week to ask me about, you know, getting better. Because quarterback's completely different, as we know, in the NFL versus every other position.
Territorial.
So how does he handle this with Trey Lance?
Well, I think him understanding how bad he felt from Tom Brady, I think he's going to be a little different, right? Because he hasn't lived up to expectations. I think he's going to be a little bit more transparent with Trey Lance, but not much. You know what I mean? I think he'll give him a little something. You know, but Trey Lance is supposed to be the smartest man in the history of football and the smartest draft picked ever, right? At least that's what he's been touted as. So it's a lot of stuff he's just going to have to figure out on his own. You know, Jimmy G's only job is making sure that he holds him off. So he has to play at a Super Bowl caliber level to get this team, which is a Super Bowl caliber team, with Jimmy G still in place. He has to try and get them there to hold him off maybe for a year or two. Because if he struggles this year, if he gets hurt again, he'll never get that seat back. He'll never sit in the captain's seat now. He'll have Trey Lance and he'll have all them juicing berries. He'll be spraying some activator in his hair and say, look at me. Look at me, Jimmy G. I know you're the handsome guy. You're the heartthrob. I the captain now. I the captain.
But can you imagine if Jimmy G goes out and wins the Super Bowl this year with him?
Yeah, well, that buys Jimmy G another year.
Another year? It's a championship.
Buys him.
I'm telling him, I'm Jimmy. Go trade away this kid.
It buys him another year because guess what? After that Super Bowl, you have that. Nick Bosa is going to say, I think it's time for me to get paid. Yeah, Debo Samuels, yeah, it's time to pay the piper, Mr. Postman. And we saw that happen with a young Russell Wilson when they had to pay, you know, Sherman, they had to pay Cam Chancellor, they had to pay Bobby Wagner. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have to pay all these guys, so that's why Trey Lance is important, because they have so much talent around them. They're paying their left tackle $22 million a year. So when you add Bosa, and Bosa's going to break the record for defensive ends, what is that? You're saying, see you later. Next year, see you later, D4. It's been great. You know, thank you for your services. So that's what happens.
How about Jimmy Butler going to another Jimmy after the game last night? The Heat have a particularly tough stretch coming up, at least it would seem. At least that's what Ira Winderman of the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel thought when he was asking him about it after the game.
Are you aware of sort of how tough the schedule is down the close with two against Boston, one against Philly, one against Milwaukee, I mean, and one against Dallas? I mean, does it almost feel maybe a little bit like pre-playoffs?
That's tough for you?
I don't know. I'm just saying. There's challenges.
Maybe if you're sorry on our team, it'd be tough, but I think we'll be just fine.
My sorry. Thanks you. Thanks, Jimmy.
Love you.
Well put. Well put. I'm sorry. For anybody, that is a very tough stretch down the end, toward the end of the season, as the Heat are trying to get into the 4-5. See, if I'm the Heat, I want no part of being the sixth seed. I don't want to play any of the top three teams in the East.
And then if you're the Knicks, you're actually rooting for the Hawks to stay at 5, and you want to sit there because that's a team that you've swept, and you're hoping that you can stay so you can have a chance at winning a series, which would make New York go absolutely bonkers. Home games at you know, you get, what, at least 7 games
or six games
at Madison Square Garden, and you're the number one seed, so you get, oh, man.
Yeah, if you're the 4th seed, you get the extra home game.
Spike Lee like, I forgive y'all. I'm coming back. I want my tickets back. Remember, because Spike's supposed to walk away because they threw him out last year.
Hey, listen.
I'm sorry.
Spike's there. Spike's there. No doubt about that.
Sorry, Spike. And your seat has been unreserved.
And by the way, the Knicks have not beaten the Heat once this year. They've gotten swept by the Heat. Then Russell Westbrook, your guy. You mentioned him early in the show. He had 20 boards last night along with 24 assists. Russell Westbrook just continues to amaze, and he continues to get knocked all over the place.
I am very grateful and thankful to be able to go out and compete and, you know, have my imprint on the game. And each night I try to figure out ways to be able to impact winning and impact my team. And tonight was one of those nights where certain things are rolling, guys are rolling, and my job is to be able to find them. And as a point guard and as playing this position, you got to be able to make somebody around you better. And I feel like I take a lot of pride and effort and energy and time and watching film and to be able to make others around me better.
I mean, it's a legendary performance last night, and he's going to end up averaging a triple-double again this season. And Bart, I'm blown away by this guy. And I know there's the knock on him about not being a winner. I will take him on my team. Yeah. I will take him on my team because he's going to be the best player on my team, and he's going to be the hardest worker on my team.
Well, I mean, listen, you got to tip your hat to him. I think when it's all said and done, you know, I think he'll be remembered as a better guard than AI. You know, you look at the numbers. I mean, AI never won nothing either. So you got to understand that the greatness isn't just about the individual person, right? It's about the team collectively. You know, he's got his team to help be a part of getting his team to the NBA Finals. He's got him in the conference championship. Yeah, he had other talented players around him, but we always knew that he was the heartbeat. He was the guy that set the tone no matter what. He comes out and he plays with a passion that we haven't seen on the basketball court in a very, very long time. He competes for 48 minutes.
I'm just thinking about what he would have looked like in a Knick uniform. And I understand how things have gone, but I still get a little bit greedy about that, even though he was talking about the quad being the issue earlier in the year. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus is brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. Up next, when you cheat and you go and win a championship, how long do you have to pay your penance for that sin? Who gets to determine it? What are we talking about? We'll tell you next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
I'm just not going to escape.
But you love the opera. Like I love the music. Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum. Well, the music's fantastic. The music's fantastic. And you know what? To my credit, frankly, there were people who complained about the last one. I thought it was very good.
Yeah.
I thought it was very good.
Yeah.
I'm just... Like, I'm sorry, that freaks me out a little bit, seeing Yoda over my shoulder. That freaks me out.
I'm more excited about Black Panther coming out in 2022.
It is? I didn't realize it was.
June 22.
Okay.
But, you know, the black folks, we got our own information highway. You know, we tell each other first, then we tell the people the black news.
What?
Like Black Twitter, man.
How does Alan just not have some sort of a little soundbite that says, things Alan can't respond to, like, and then just substitute Chris. Things Chris can't respond to. I knew this. I knew what I signed up for a few years ago.
Oh, absolutely. You already do.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that the Astros signed up for, and they didn't mean to, is the whole cheating fallout still continues, and they make their way to Yankee Stadium tonight for the first time since they got pegged before last season for cheating. And Dusty Baker earlier this year, I think it was like April 5th, had this to say after they were playing the Angels and whether or not the Astros have paid their price.
You know, I think that, you know, sometime we need to look at ourselves before you, spew hate on somebody else. Like I said, it's when you hear things, I mean, what are the kids supposed to think in the stands or, you know, and some of them are kids, they're following their parents. And it's sad to me, like I said, people make mistakes and, we paid for ours and, we say leave it alone.
Man, come on, Dusty. Stop it, bro. Like, you understand the rules of baseball more than anybody. You didn't take your medicine. Your medicine was to get booed for an entire year. You complained about it when it happened last year in the preseason. You were like, oh, baseball better do something about this. They're plucking their geese. Right? No, you got to take your medicine, man. You cheated the game, right? And you still face no retribution. Guys still got their titles. They're still going to be in the history books. Baseball didn't remove them. Hell, you removed the Fab Five, but these dudes banging cans and got zappers on their chest, and they still get to walk around and still have their place in history. No, you're gonna get this justice, right? This is justice. And listen, it'd be funny if Chapman. I don't know where he is as far as his rotation, where he's supposed to be.
Well, in the closer's role, or the bullpen.
But I'd love to see him in the first inning. Like, what the hell Chapman here for the first inning? Yeah, Altuve. Say hello to my little friend. Bing-yoink.
Put it this way. If they put Chapman in a game with a 5-run lead,
right,
you know he's probably only throwing one or two pitches.
Exactly.
And I don't mean to make light of it, but I can't take that from Dusty. You don't get to determine, even though you weren't there and you weren't part of it.
Determine your punishment.
You don't get to determine when it ends. And they're still fortunate that they're not facing a full Yankee Stadium tonight, because that's the team that got hosed the most. And granted, listen, the Yankees have had more than their share of championships, but still, you don't get to determine that. And one last thing, Dusty would be the guy that if he was in the other dugout as an old school guy, that would have no problem drilling anybody if he wasn't on that team.
Who's our guy with Syndergaard threw the pitch behind the guy he missed so badly?
Oh,
you got to put him in a jackpot. Yeah. I got my butt in a jackpot. We got to get our kid back.
Syndergaard with the Mets, Terry Collins. Well, yeah. Somebody might be in the jackpot next couple of days. It's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out in the Bronx. If you missed any portion of the show, you can always find both hours of Barton Hahn posted daily as a podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.